In 1931, Arthur Jackson Jr. and his wife Bertha were the first husband and wife in the same year. We've had lots of captains, lots of husbands and wives who've been captains, but not necessarily in the same year. So it's only the second time in the history, and 131-year history of County Sligo Golf Club, that we have a husband and wife in the same year.
And was this planned?
No, it wasn't. It's completely two separate committees that decide who incoming captains are. Niamh was asked about a week or so before me. I was obviously aware of that, but it's top secret, so you can't say anything to anyone. So when I was asked, I kind of said, "Oh right, well, let me come back to you, because we obviously had to check, because it's amazing to be asked to be captain, a huge honour to be asked to be captain for both of us." There's obviously a lot of work in it. That conversation was very quick. Niamh just said, well, let's not even question it. We're going to go for it. And probably the best decision the both of us have made since we decided to have kids.
So an easy decision to make, Niamh.
Yeah, it was, to be honest with you. I think we both love the golf club. We're both so involved there already. So it kind of makes sense that we're going to have the busiest year at the same time, that we can actually help each other. And we're both really looking forward to the year ahead.
Your whole family are pretty much involved with the golf club, so it's a nice transition here.
Absolutely. In fact, Eddie, our son, was junior boys captain in 2021. My mum was past lady captain and lady president. And Robert's family have a huge tradition in the golf as well, albeit in Strandhill Golf Club. So, all the family are involved. Maeve is working in the restaurant there, so she'll be busy helping us out, serving us coffee all year, hopefully.
And you're both wearing, Robbie, your green County Sligo captain's jacket, a bit like the Augusta green of the Masters. It's quite an honour to get this gig.
Words can't describe how honoured and privileged, and it's very emotional, to be honest with you as well, to be asked to be captain. As Niamh just alluded to there, my grandfather, Frank Fitzpatrick, came from Belfast to work in Sligo many, many years ago, and indeed was one of the founders of Strandhill Golf Club, where he then went on to be captain and in later years then president. And then my late father, Eddie Fitzpatrick, who some of your listeners may remember, albeit the older ones, he was captain in 1973 out in Strandhill Golf Club. Now I hope to have a little bit more success, because sadly at the age of 42 he passed away when he was captain, so time has taken, but we're hoping to survive the year. We're only day three in, and we're sending us so far it's good. But it's wonderful to be third generation captain of a golf club. That means an awful lot to me and to my family, who are spread around the world. Yeah, certainly.
And you're captain at a time when there's a lot happening at County Sligo in terms of course renovations, the West of Ireland will be coming again in the new year. There's a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, it's a really good time in County Sligo Golf Club. Mackenzie Ebert are making improvements to our course. They're working tirelessly out there at the moment. And also the work from Turfgrass as well is very, very impressive what's going on. The West of Ireland we'll have back, along with the G4D event, which proved very successful, Austin, as you and I both know. It's a really exciting time. But what makes our club, in my opinion, is the members. Like, we just have fantastic members. The good wishes that both Niamh and I have received coming up to this week, in as captain on Tuesday, Niamh last night, by the way, which was Thursday, but the good wishes that we've received so far from our membership means an awful lot to us, and we're very excited. It's, as I mentioned before, it really is a huge honour.
Okay. So Niamh, the calendar on the kitchen fridge at home is going to be littered with dates and events and commitments that both of you will have. Will you be kind of ships passing in the night over the next 12 months?
It's certainly going to be very, very busy. We're just eagerly awaiting the Golf Ireland calendar to come out now to block off all those dates. And I'm sure we'll have plenty that we'll be doing together, but plenty will be, as you said, ships in the night passing on the way. But sure, we'll embrace it all and look forward to it.
And I mean, there's a very vibrant golf scene for women's golf right now at County Sligo, from underage right through to adult level.
Absolutely. I mean, we have the girls are just, our young girls, Jessica Reynolds, Maeve McLaughlin, are just making fantastic strides at the moment. We've just announced, actually, our junior girls captain for 2025 will be Molly Spruill, another fantastic golfer. So, you know, we have a fantastic bunch of girls out there who are playing. Then, obviously, we have our ladies club, which is just so busy. It's so much fun. We have so much many exciting competitions we look forward to. We've Christmas Rumble now coming up, and teams of three, and Nullignamon, and we've just really lovely social events together. So looking forward to putting those together for the year.
What are you looking forward to most, folks, would you say, with these joint roles?
Oh, that's a really good question. The drive-in.
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day drive-in.
For people not familiar, tell people what that is.
Yeah, it's a tradition that goes on in most golf clubs where the captains drive off in front of the members. I'm certainly looking forward to that. I just wish my son would stop sending me those YouTube clips of drive-ins that go horribly wrong, where maybe the captain slices one into the crowd. I really wish he'd stop sending me those.
Because no pressure, Dad. Yeah.
Absolutely no pressure. I'm thinking of taking maybe a putter, and maybe because it doesn't really matter. No, that's going to be great fun. That's family are coming for that now, which is going to be very, very exciting. That's the start of it. Predominantly the teams for me. I really enjoy the teams. The West of Ireland's going to be a huge... I always look forward to it. I'm a huge fan, as you know, Austin. You and I do a lot of work along with Kevin and Shane for the West of Ireland. That's going to be the junior golf program is vibrant, as you mentioned there with Niamh. The boys junior golf is also very, very strong. Everything really to open week, the first week of August is always a party atmosphere. It's always excellent. Fair to say, Austin, every day really, you know.
And will it get competitive between the two of you, do you think, Niamh? Will you compare notes during the year?
Well, I'm just hoping to get my drive off down the middle of the fairway. Whether it goes, how far it goes, I don't know. But that's my only concern on New Year's Day. No, I don't think it will get competitive, to be honest with you. I think we'll be a great support to each other, and we'll help each other along the way throughout the year.
And the social part of the golf club is key, which ties in nicely with what you're launching this week. We're here in the Radisson Hotel for the launch of County Sligo Golf Club Golf Ball.
Yeah, it's now, whilst it's the County Sligo Golf Club, it's called the Golf Ball. It's not just for golfers, it's not just for members of County Sligo Golf Club, albeit there'll be a large group of our members will attend, but it's for everybody. And just maybe to set the kind of the social tone off for the year, it's on the 15th of February here at 7:30 start in the Radisson Hotel. Ties in nicely with Valentine's weekend, for the simple reason that any monies raised on the evening will go to the cardiac services at Sligo University Hospital, which ties in nicely with Valentine's weekend. That's going to be an amazing night. Niamh will tell you a little bit more about it in a moment. But it's a big year next year for the Sligo Academy of Music. Their jazz orchestra will be welcoming everybody here. About 40-piece jazz orchestra with bubbles and that's champagne, not anything else. Then we're going to have a gala dinner, which is going to be amazing. And then for me, we had this in 2019 before, Austin, a 60-piece live orchestra. It was absolutely amazing. Everybody got dressed up in their finery, and the ladies looked amazing, absolutely amazing. The men looked very handsome in their black tie. And then, of course, we have music then to Sinead Conway and her band after that. So if you like dancing, if you like having a good time, a party atmosphere, this is certainly going to be one of the major social events for all of Sligo for 2025. And Niamh will tell you a bit more about the music. Who can explain it much more than I can.
Yeah, Niamh, apart from golf, music is obviously your passion. So tell us a bit about the Sligo Youth Jazz Orchestra.
Well, we're actually celebrating a big year in the Sligo Academy of Music this year. We're celebrating 25 years in operation. So for us, we're really looking forward to kickstarting our celebrations for the year with this ball. We have four orchestras actually in the school, but two of them will be performing here on the night. So our jazz orchestra will be playing for the reception. So as people are having their welcome drinks, the jazz orchestra will be entertaining everybody there. And then the Sinfonietta are already rehearsing away their music for the waltzing and going through lots of great favourites, Strauss waltzes and like the Blue Danube and the Radetzky March and lots of music that people will recognise and know. And it's lovely to introduce that to a whole new generation of students as well.
Hello, my name is Leo Tarrant and I'm a member of the Sligo Academy of Music Sinfonietta, and I'm a member of their jazz orchestra as well, and I play the violin, and I'll be playing violin on the night.
But you're holding at the moment?
I'm holding a trumpet at the moment, and I play the trumpet in their jazz orchestra, and I've really good fun with that as well.
What's your favourite instrument?
Oh, that's a hard one now. I'd say it depends on what music I'm playing. If I'm playing more classical, more waltz stuff that we'll be playing on this night, I prefer playing the violin. If it's more fun, kind of like jazz and like different styles, I prefer playing the trumpet.
And do you enjoy the orchestra environment?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a great idea set up by Niamh, because it gets us to play together as a group, and it's a totally different experience than playing by yourself, and it's just it's more fun. Yeah,
what's the big difference? I mean, obviously you're not on your own, but yeah. Is it safety in numbers, or can you be? What do you like about it?
Yeah, I like the collaborative, like you're not relying, you're not doing everything by yourself. You're letting other people do their parts, and it all comes together as a whole. I like that bit of it.
I'm Dr. Dermot Hughes, a consultant cardiologist in Sligo University Hospital. I'm delighted to be here at this launch of the charity event. This money make a huge difference to the cardiology department. We have it earmarked to go towards a new sterilizer for our echo probes, specifically our transesophageal echo probes. That's the more detailed scan that we take when the probe goes down the food pipe. And currently we are using rubber coverings to ensure kind of sterilization, and it's obviously uncomfortable for the patient. And so kind of an improvement would be to get a sterilizer machine that we could do away with these probes, covers, and sterilize the probe in between each patient. So, you know, I think when you look at the health system and the budget, you can think, you know, can you really make a difference at a local level? But I think you can when it comes to like patient comfort, or making kind of small changes like this can make a big difference to a patient coming for this test.